Welcome back to episode 5 of Trip Wizard Talks. I am Poonam and today let's talk about why Bhutan should be on your travel list at least once in life. Now, Bhutan is one of those places people hear about all the time. Some know it as the land of happiness, some know it for its monasteries and mountains, and some just see it as a small country next to India. But when people actually visit Bhutan, they usually come back with the same feeling. It does not feel like just another destination. So what makes it so special? Well, the first reason is that the moment you enter Bhutan, things already feel different. Most trips start with a bit of chaos, traffic, noise, rushing around. But Bhutan feels calmer from the beginning. The roads are cleaner, there's less honking, and people don't seem to be in a hurry all the time. It's not one big thing. It's lot of small things that you notice along the way. The second reason is that travel in Bhutan feels completely unhurried. You know how you sometimes turn travel into a checklist? Cover this attraction, take that photo, move to the next place. Bhutan isn't really like that. You can spend time at a viewpoint, visit a monastery, walk around a town like Paro or Punakha, and somehow that feels like enough. And without realizing it, you start slowing down too. The third reason has to be the mountains. Bhutan is full of Himalayan views, but what makes them special is how close they feel. You are not looking at mountains from a distance. You are driving through valleys, following rivers, watching clouds move across hillsides, and suddenly a view opens up in front of you. Those quiet mountain movements stay with people long after the trip is over. The fourth reason is the monasteries. Of course, Tiger's Nest Monastery is the most famous one. And yes, the hike can be a little challenging, but what people remember isn't just the monastery itself, it's the feeling of being there. Everything feels quieter. Even if you're not a spiritual person, there's something peaceful about these places. And that feeling isn't limited to the Tiger's Nest. You will find in many monasteries across Bhutan. The fifth reason is something almost every traveler notices, how clean and simple everything is. Not just the major towns, but even places feel well maintained. And what's interesting is that Bhutan isn't trying to impress visitors with anything flashy. The shops are simple, the cafes are simple, life feels simple. And after a while, that simplicity becomes part of the charm. The sixth reason is the people. Travel is never just about places, it's also about the people you meet. In Bhutan, locals generally have a calm and relaxed way of interacting. Nobody seems to be rushing from one thing to another. Even small conversations feel easy and comfortable. The seventh reason is the food. Bhutanese food isn't fancy, but it's comforting. Meals are usually simple, with rice, vegetables, soups and local dishes like ema dakshi. It's the kind of food that feels fresh and homestyle. And if you prefer Indian food, you will find plenty of options too. Now, the eighth reason is probably the people don't expect. Bhutan naturally slows you down. You stop feeling like every day needs to be packed with activities. Simple things start feeling enough. A mountain view, a quiet river, or just sitting and watching the clouds. It's not dramatic, but it's something many travelers carry home with them. And finally, the ninth reason. Bhutan feels like more than just a trip. Some destinations are great for sightseeing, some are great for photos, but Bhutan is more about the overall experience. The mountains, the roads, the monasteries, the people, and the slower pace of life all come together to create a feeling that's hard to explain until you have experienced it yourself. And maybe that's why so many people don't just remember Bhutan as a holiday. They remember how it felt. Thanks for listening to Trip Wizard Talks. I will see you in the next episode.